This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 21st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The following nominations were sent by the White House to the U.S. Senate on September 20th, 2021. Rostam Benham of Maryland to be chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Vice Heath P. Tarbert. Rostam Benham of Maryland to be commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for a term expiring June 19, 2026. Reappointment. Kristen N. Johnson of Michigan to be a commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for a term expiring April 13, 2025. Vice Brian D. Quintenz, term expired. Christy Goldsmith Romero of Virginia to be a commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for the remainder of the term expiring April 13, 2024, Vice Heath P. Tarbert. Here is what the CME Group's Owen Johnson said on LinkedIn about the CME Group's new sustainable clearing. A fantastic team worked to deliver the first ever sustainable clearing offer. Another very positive step forward for the industry. Any donations above $100 to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign between now and the end of October will be eligible for a raffle drawing for a video produced by John Lothian Productions up to 5 minutes long. Or the 5 minutes may be split in up to 5 one-minute videos. All it takes to enter is a $100 donation to the JLN GoFundMe campaign. You can see examples of the work of John Lothian Productions with a link at johnlothianproductions.com. There's a link in today's newsletter for some good examples of the type of work we can do. The International Monetary Fund recently published a commentary, Five Things to Know About Carbon Pricing, that endorses it as a tool against climate change. Among the arguments in its favor enumerated by the author, Ian Perry, an environmental policy expert in the IMF's Fiscal Affairs Department, is that it can be readily implemented. Carbon pricing, implemented through a tax on the carbon content of fossil fuels or on their carbon dioxide emissions, is straightforward to administer as an extension of existing fuel taxes, he says. The complete essay is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. From CNBC, COVID is officially America's deadliest pandemic as the U.S. fatalities surpass 1918 flu estimates. COVID-19 is officially the most deadly outbreak in recent American history, surpassing the estimated U.S. fatalities from the 1918 influenza pandemic, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Reported U.S. deaths due to COVID crossed 675,000 on Monday and are rising at an average of more than 1,900 fatalities per day. Johns Hopkins data shows the nation is currently experiencing yet another wave of new infections fueled by the fast-spreading Delta variant. My comment, this is not the record we were hoping to set. Here's a story from the Financial Times. British Steel warns up to 50-fold increase in power prices. Company says situation spiraling out of control as producers suspend operations at peak times. British Steel has warned that power prices are spiraling out of control as an up to 50-fold increase in quoted rates makes it impossible to produce profitably at certain times of day. My comment, get ready for the end of civilization as we know it. Here's a press release from Deutsche Börse. Deutsche Börse expands its ETN crypto offering for the first time access to centrally cleared ETNs on Polkadot, Solana, and Tron. As of today, for the first time, three new exchange-traded notes from VanEck on the cryptocurrencies Polkadot, Solana, and Tron can be traded via Xetra and Börse Frankfurt. The range of crypto ETNs on Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin, which has already been successfully established on Deutsche Börse, is thus expanded to include three more cryptocurrencies. my comment, get ready to be transported to the world of Tron. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Men are losing their grip in the new economy. Job growth and education are putting women in prime position to dominate. Should we rejoice or worry? It's no longer a man's world. Pundits have speculated for more than a decade about the end of men. After centuries of dominating the economy, most of the job growth is in industries where women traditionally work, and those jobs require more education. The latest piece of data is that women are dominating college enrollment. In a few years, two women will earn a degree for every one man. Mike Hammett, education is the key to success for anyone. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was Bloomberg's The Global Housing Market is Broken and It's Dividing Entire Countries. Second was The Wall Street Journal's The Real Reason You and Your Neighbor Make Different COVID-19 Risk Decisions. Third was nearly 70% of millionaires are worried about leaving too much money to their kids, survey finds. From CNBC. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.